love that word live. I'm live on BBS Radio, and so are you. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. We're going to do some talking tonight about how you and I are sound chambers. For those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters, you met Randy Masters, who's a sound aficionado who uses sacred geometrics and sounds to, empower himself. He goes into the pyramids. He follows the way the sounds move. He can shift dimensions in that kind of realm. And so can Drunvalo, hey? So anyway, I thought, well, tonight, because he was my paradigm shifter on Tuesday night, and he was our first ever paradigm shifter some 5 years ago, I thought, well, tonight you and I, will learn to be our own sound chamber, and we'll do a sound meditation. And I've got some really fun things to share with you about that from a book called Being and Vibration by Rael. And we also have a caller, apparently a neophyte, someone who's new in internet radio. And I wonder if she would like to come on the air before we do any of our meditations or anything. Would you like to join us? He's very quiet. Okay, well, I'll leave you, but when you're ready, we're ready for you. So we're all sound. We all know, listening to this show, most of you, I won't say all of you, because we can get some new people too, and that's always really exciting. But we all, most of us, study our chakras. Hello, so you might be the one who's ready to come on the air, are you?
I am.
Hi, how are you?
Part
of the problem is your phone's popping in and out, honey.
I really don't know why it's doing that. Is that better?
Nope. It sounds like you're plugging your nose and wobbling your throat like we used to when we were playing bagpipes as kids.
Oh, really? Well, this is I tried the phone.
Why don't you try another phone and phone back in, and even though I'm doing a meditation, we're going to get Seth to bring you on, okay?
Okay. I should try phone as not as what you're saying.
Yeah, just call back in. Okay? Thank you. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sounds together. We're going to sound up our chakras, and I want you to feel your body. One of the reasons I like to do this meditation together on Radiance by Design is because it develops a coherent field, doesn't it? And we're all together in it, and it lifts you and lifts me and lifts everybody who's in contact with us. And you know what? More and more of that is happening than ever before, and I think because we're getting these tremendous downloads. The Lakshmi download was, what, 2 nights ago? I think it's called Diwali. There's a wonderful goddess ceremony that comes out. I think it's once a year, but in any case, a lot of my clients were really excited about it. And it was a very strong feminine download. And certainly when many, many individuals focus on such a thing, you get a real hit of that feminine energy. Hey, that's the night I won the little prize at the Trader Joe's contest, too. Maybe that was supportive. And you got a bag of food. I did. I mean, it all comes together, doesn't it? So let's make some sounds and turn ourselves into a sound chamber. Remember that sound is a really amazing thing. And you can have, for example, a really sore liver or something. And you can make, and we all know what it's like to have internal pains, you can sound into that for a long period of time, and when you do, you can very often disperse the congested energy field so that you can get freedom from pain. You can actually sound out pain. Pain. No, that's not true. That's what we can sound out, pain. So we're going to play with that tonight, and when you do your chakras with me, I want you to take that sound as if it were like a more than a bottle washer, a vibrational painting tool or something, and have that sound go round and round and round in that chakra, literally teasing all the frequencies to raise and clarify and release the darker patches in there, because that's how we're going to become a sound chamber. take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes. Oh, and I wanted to say, I started to say about chanting. We're not going to do much chanting tonight, but we are going to do some sounding. But chanting is really, really an amazing transcendent tool. One of the things it does is, you know, that singing hooks up the right and left sides of your brain and gives you a much more whole consciousness in your brain. And so that's really wonderful. But what I was reading some years ago, and I used to practice, but I've been a bit lazy, I guess, as you chant over and over again, if you cannot reach the notes of the chant that you've chosen, or you can't open your throat for it or whatever, the more you sing it, the more you chant it, guess what? All of a sudden, after a while, your throat will open and your ability to hold the tune will increase and improve, because as you're singing, what happens is your throat chakra stretches, your vocal cords will stretch, and there's also, remember, the radiance that comes from the kind of sounds you make, and that shifts the frequency in your body. It's a really good example of how when you send a sound into an organ, you can literally release pain. It's the same as when your throat will not handle a certain note. As you sound into it, the subtle frequencies that go with that sound will actually heal the tension in your throat and allow you to make a better note. So let's have some fun with this. It's very fun to do this. You can do it hilariously. You can do it somberly. You can do it with the utmost of spiritual doodah, whatever. So we're going to have an interruption because I told my caller to call back in, even though we were going to do a meditation. Good evening. You're on the air. I hope it's you again.
It is me. It's Judith Veronica. Thank you. I don't know why my phone was breaking up. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Judith. And I guess that was a test to see if you are really sincere about coming on the air.
I am really sincere, and I'm thrilled to be in your presence. Thank you.
Oh, and me yours. So, and now, have you had any experience with intuitives and so on?
I have, yes.
Good. So do you have some specific questions, and do you know anything about sound healing?
Do I know anything about what kind of healing?
Sound healing?
No, I don't, but I need healing.
Okay, good.
I need any kind of healing.
Well,
I don't know about sound. Are you saying sound, S-O-U-N-D?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to take a look at you. We're going to do, it's just that this, I'm an intuitive. And every week when we have this show, we do a collective meditation because the energy, the vibrations that many people share will actually shift the energy and the ambiance of a whole community. And our community, of course, is global because we're on internet radio, right? And this is not the only kind of healing. My guides have taught me through the years to do energy healing. So I can tell where you have some congestions and blocks in your body mind, and we're going to shift some of the energy in there. And then after you finish conversing, we'll go through our little sound meditation, and you can play. A lot of the healing techniques are playful. You can get a big kick out of trying some of them, you know? And you don't need to. Yeah, and you don't need just one. I mean, some people will only use one, but I tend to be more of a researcher. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's try color. Let's try sound. Let's try geometrics. Let's try just consciousness. Let's pray a lot, you know? You can do it all.
Thank you. That sounds fabulous. I'm open to it.
I can tell you are, honey. All right, so I'm going to make you answer a few questions because when you're live on air on global radio, you have to kind of make it a smaller conversation. So tell me what your first thing is. Do you have seems like you have a pressure in your head right in the center. You've got throat. And do you have body pain, a lot of body pain?
Yes. Yes. My back and my sciatica.
Okay.
I've fallen, but I have pain, emotional pain, because of a loss.
Oh, okay. Just a sec here. We're going through your body, and you might even feel this. For everyone at home, first of all, you notice that you've got this like dark feeling in your head. You must have a depression a lot of the time, do you?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're going to do is talk to the guides here, and we're going to run. We're going to ask everybody at home to focus on the base of your spine. It's like when we do this sort of work, you want to be like a little imp who drops down inside your body and sits with her feet swinging over, if you want, over the base of your spine. And then we're going to send a very, very bright, that's usually your red chakra, we're going to send a bright red energy there where you have that very dark patch. You're not doing any exercises, are you?
Right now? Oh, you mean lately? No, I used to run, and I haven't run, and I used to lift weights, and I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, because you know why I said that is because where your thighs are, especially at the back, you're pooling some very dark, grief-filled energy. And remember, the thighs hold support. With the feminine support on the right, and was it your husband who passed?
No.
Was it a death?
It was a death.
Okay.
If you need me to tell you, I will. If you want.
Yeah,
to,
I think you should just tell me because it takes me a while, and we don't have as long on the
radio.
Okay.
No, absolutely, I have no problem. My son died. It'll be 11 years ago in February.
Oh my. It's really interesting because I was thinking about. It's funny, it's really knocked you apart as far as support goes. You don't feel that you're supported on the planet. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I don't feel like I'm supported on the planet. That's exactly right.
And you know what? That's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm
going in the direction and reaching out in wonderful places for this support, and also feeling better and able to reach out to other people who have lost loved ones also.
That's wonderful, honey. Why I brought up the thing about support is because when we did, your legs felt, and everybody at home, everybody's got some issues with support, so call those up in your body and feel them. But your legs, the back of your legs, especially the thighs, had a very heavy darkness to them, but it's starting to disperse a little, and we're sending light up. We're moving up through the body. We're sending a beautiful violet flame up through the body because one of the things that's in your soul's journey is that you're not there yet. You're helping people now, but you're going to be quite a teacher of this later. You know that? You're going to help a lot of people.
I do. And in my past life, I was also a healer and a teacher.
Well, this is going to be about the way... this is going to be kind of spiritual. There's a book called Tear Soup, which is a wonderful children's book. You might enjoy that.
I taught kindergarten in Sunday school for 34 years.
You did?
I did.
Well, this kind of teaching, Judith, is going to be quite different. It's like you're going to be teaching people something to do with grief, but you're going to teach them to perceive that their life, you're going to get it into a spiritual realm, like this life is connected with an other life, which is connected to this soul grouping and so on, and you're going to really help people come into... kind of into a comprehension of the fact that they're in quite a team at all times, even when they appear to be alone. So, for example, your son, who, how did he pass? Was he in Iraq or something?
Was he, oh, no. He died by suicide. He shot himself.
Oh, I saw the gun. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're looking. Go ahead.
No, he was an attorney and a CPA and had adopted three children, and he was not depressed ever in his life. He was a brilliant, he had a high, extreme genius IQ, and he had accomplished everything in his life, and then it was situational. And it just happened, and it's, you know, it happened quickly. And he felt like he was out of control in his life, and he left three babies. They were 2, 3, and 3. They were adopted.
Oh,
and he shot himself on his, he has twin brothers. He has twin brothers that are 3 years younger than him. And he shot himself on their birthday, and they have not forgiven him.
Oh, I can
any day of the year, if they, you know, they say, how could he have done it on our birthday? And I said he wasn't aware. He had an imbalance in his brain, and he was not aware of it being their birthday. He wasn't aware of that. And so they're walking around with a tremendous amount of pain, and his sister, his older sister, is angry. How could he have done it? Because he was the rock of the family.
Mm-hmm.
I am not angry at him because I know what it's like to be depressed. I've been depressed. I'm not depressed now. I've reached out to people in the community, to synagogue, to churches, to support groups, and I'm able to give back now. And the Compassionate Friends, Survivors of Suicide, Unity on the Bay, synagogues. And so I'm in really, really, really good space now, and I'm able to help other people who are going through what I went through. You know, it'll be 11 years, February 1st.
And you may actually be writing about it in a big way. I feel like you're not there yet, but pretty soon you're going to be doing something entirely new that spawned from that experience. And it's going to bring in the relationship between, for example, the other lives and the siblings and so on. I just see all these strings amongst people. So it'll start making more sense for them. But you're going to teach making sense of things, which is pretty powerful for somebody in the grief world, yeah?
That's wonderful. But the children's book is called Tears Soup?
Yeah, just T-E-A-R Soup. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to interview the author, but it comes from a grief organization in Portland, and the book itself is really wonderful. I think you'll like it. You'll probably use it as a teaching tool, you know.
Okay, that's wonderful. No, I would.
And now I can't
talk
a whole lot longer, but I want to say this about your son, is that he appears to have been, like, totally tilted in his brain. He could not think. It wasn't, he wasn't trying to hurt anyone. He just was, you know, out of his tree right then. So
yeah,
it must have been
that's the only way. Thank you. That's the only way he could have done it, especially on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to him the night before, and, you know, he expressed his love for me, and he was an amazing son. And I know that he's doing okay, and I know he's with God, and he's doing God's work, and his spirit comes to me as a white butterfly. And
aww.
When I'm in nature, I was in the Yucatan at Uxmal, which is an amazing ruin, and he was there. His spirit came to me. He hovered over me, a white butterfly. And I've been in the mountains in Colorado, and he's come to me. So when I'm in nature and I'm at peace, he'll come to me. If I'm depressed and I'm in stress and in turmoil, he stays as far away as he can.
Well, I want to say this finally, is that he will be in touch with very practical motives coming up, because he's wanting to be in touch with his twin brothers. They're both boys, aren't they? And he wants to unhook some of the something that he left behind in a very interesting way. He's going to become a kind of a rock to the family again, but it's going to take a few years yet. You know?
Well, that's a blessing to know that, because my boys need it. He was almost 33, and so it's been, he would be 45 this February, and He was the rock of the family, not the oldest, but the rock. And I so much appreciate you taking time to heal me, and I appreciate the work that you do, and I feel great. And, you know,
bless your heart.
If this, yeah, and I hope this can help somebody and know that this one is not like time heals all wounds. This is a biggie, but that we do get through it, and we can
but
be
it's
the
interesting. I want to throw this in, is that we're never, the wound doesn't just close and heal. It the change never stops. So you've changed from it, and you will continue to grow and change and grow and change. So no one's ever the same again, you know. And in a way, that's the blessing. And in another way, it's kind of spooky, isn't it?
Right.
But you've grown.
I definitely have grown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to. I mean, to have gone through the loss of a son is, I mean, the loss of a child, it's that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the order. You know,
no.
I wished it would have been me, not him, but that's not the way it went.
Except
and,
that you're going to find later that there was huge benefit. I mean, it's a crazy thing to say because there's never total benefit, but the changes are really going to come through his awakening to a new level of the intrigue between souls, and you'll find that that's going to be clear. I promise you, it's going to be pretty startlingly wonderful in time. You know what?
Well,
I mean, the impact that he can have on everyone—that's the big thing. It's never wonderful, I know that.
Right.
You know, but
right.
But I will
and
have
I
to say goodbye.
Okay. God bless you, and thank you so much. I appreciate the time you gave me, and keep doing what you're doing. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Judith, and you too. Many blessings.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we have to make ourselves into sound chambers. Are you ready for this? This is really important because if you can feel this, you'll really feel empowered. Are you ready? A few deep breaths. In a way, when you're breathing, you can run that through you, those breaths and the sound of the breath, as if they're music as well. You ready? Okay, let's breathe. And now we're going to focus into the base of your spine. This is the chakra that runs your base animal instinct, your attraction for money. And I always think it has a really vital, creative force to it, you know, the lust for life. And the sound is very guttural, earthy, and the color is bright, clear red. Here we go. Three times. Again. Again. You know, it's funny, sometimes you'll get other colors in there. I often have a gold color in there, and to me that means that the person's survival depends on a spiritual awakening of some sort. What happens in yours? Do you get other colors? Pay attention, because there's information in there for you, and even for me. Belly area, that houses the subconscious, everything left over, including hamburger. The sound is ooh, and the color is orange. And remember, we're sending this round and round and round in a scouring style or an enlightening style. Now, a lot of us in the belly area have trouble getting it completely clear, and I see some of you out there, like if you've had abuse and so on, and you haven't processed it out yet, you'll have these really dark, gooey blobs in there. If you have a deep, suspicion. It'll be a kind of a dark, a grayish, gooey blob. There's all these funny things that go on in your body, mind, and in your chakras. So when you're doing these sounds, you want to say them over and over again until that just gets brighter and brighter. One more. Ooh, that's better. Somebody's just flipped through. Thank you. And now into the solar plexus, yellow like the sun, and the sound is, oh, and it's yellow, bright, clear, sunshiny yellow. And that's your personal power center. That brings the real you into your world. How many times do we get defensive and we get our personal power from coercion or manipulation or resistance or whatever? Take a look at your solar plexus. Oh, good. That's really interesting. Some of you had things going on in other parts of your body while we did that. Somebody got a really big headache. Somebody else's arms were going crazy, or your feet or your heels. Somebody felt sick. So you pay attention to what comes up. If your arms are going crazy, buzzing, and so on, they're telling you that your personal power and how you give and receive are very much hooked up together. So that where you're letting that sound go round and round in the solar plexus, questions about what you're allowed to do, whether you're allowed to give or receive, whether you're afraid of it, and so on, all of that's coming up. That person who had the headache, you have a real, wait a second here. Okay, you have a real anxiety about your power. You see that wrinkle on your forehead? You notice that the eyes kind of squint, and you get a kind of a wrinkle on your forehead. Because when we're into the power of who you are, you have some major questions out there. And so when you get that kind of pressure in your head when you're doing your solar plexus, you want to sit, you want to jump right back up into your head. We're always saying, get out of your head, get out of your head. Well, this time we're following the densities. You're going right into wherever the density is and get really simplistic. And say to yourself, oh, yeah, it's my head, okay? Okay, so there's a tension in my brain. Part of it goes into the back of the brain. It's kind of a depression. But I'm not getting this person being depressed as much as worried about what they're allowed to be and carry into the world as their true nature. Maybe that's something we all go through, huh? Various stages in our life. So let's clear that. Let's drop a golden bottle washer in from the great central sun down through the top of your head and swirl it through your body, and then we'll move to the chest. And the chest is green. And remember, it's courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. And the other side of love, the leftovers from love, can sometimes, when there's attachments involved, can sometimes leave some depression, sadness, grief, blah, blah, blah. And we all know that. And the lungs store karmic grief. So it tends to make this sound to clear the lungs. Ah! But so we can sustain it, let's sing it, okay? And it's going to be a very, very clear green. When you're not sure about the tone or the hue, the exact hue, just go with your own intuition and your higher self and so on. And as you make the sound, you want to make sure that the sound is clearing up the color. So if it's a murky green, you want to sound until that green gets really bright and clear. I used to say it had to be kind of a Kelly green. Now I'm going, sometimes people who have a really amazing loving ability will have a purple chest. I've seen that, more like a fuchsia. That's not that common, but I'm saying you need to trust what comes up for you. But dark, murky things are leftover reactions, the kind that you want to brighten up, okay? Ah, feel that sound of inspiration surging through your lungs and your chest. It's really affecting my arms this time. Now look at several of you have it across your shoulders. It's affecting your shoulders. Isn't that interesting? And the shoulders are holding how you feel responsible in the world, how you're holding everybody together. And I'm saying when you, so you want to connect your love and your courage to some of those like dissonances, like the fear of not holding things together, the fear of not being responsible. Because fear and love are right in the same bag, aren't they? It's not duality, it's more like the continuum. Fear is at one end, love is at the other, right? So your chest is allowed to wobble back and forth and give you both. And then if your shoulders start getting funny and your arms get funny, pay attention. Jump up into your shoulders, sit with them. Yeah, and just sit with that. Just sit with it. Go, oh, I'm afraid of responsibility, or I have too much responsibility, or I'm afraid just to be loving because I'll lose my responsibility. That really hit somebody right on the head. And then right at the back of your head, it also went kind of crazy. Swish light through it. Swish light through it. Good. That's it. Now let's move up into the throat. Now remember that the neck is consciousness itself. Who are you really? I always like to think that we're in search of self so we can get to know self at all. But in any case, let's look in the throat chakra. It's blue, and it's at the base of the front of your neck, down by the thyroid area. And the sound is, ah. And you want to make it a very, very bright, clear blue. It says the eggshell blue on something. But, you know, when I was opening, and I've told you this before, but in any case, when I was opening up, mine kept turning like royal blue. And it was so beautiful that I thought it must be okay. So let's see. Let's make the sound. Eh. Oh, yeah, and open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So you don't go, eh, because you won't stretch those vocal cords and give your brain the chance to really feel that beautiful flood of great vibration. Open your throat. Now, somebody out there's got some awful earache. I think on your left side, you've got a horrible earache. I'm saying make the sound and have it run up and down your eustachian tube. So let's do the blue sound again and run it up and down the eustachian tubes, okay? Those are the tubes in your ears. Remember that they have a full legend in there. All the stresses you've ever had are notched in that little tube. Isn't that amazing? Now we're going to send it up. Send the blue light up your eustachian tube. Bit more. Excellent. Whoever was there that was really blocked, especially on the left ear, got this big flood of pink, very vibrant pink energy that came up with it as well. And I noticed that sinuses started to release. Don't be afraid to sound into the sinuses. Well, we're going to go up into the third eye, so we can do the sinuses from there. I'm telling you, this stuff really is amazing. Not only does it clear your various chakras, but you can actually vibrate your organs into a much better state of health. You can even walk better, because if you get rid of some of these densities, guess what? Your gait might change. Your flexibility might change. Worth a try. Now focus into your third eye and behind where your brows meet. move in behind those. Good. And then focus in your third eye. And it's a deep indigo, deep dark purple. And the sound is for indigo. Ready? Somebody, you need to work a little bit more. Aim that wonderful vibrational motion into your sinuses. It'll really help a lot. Yeah, because like Mr. Shoulders is putting it in his shoulders. Now, stop that. If you notice that you're hunching your shoulders against the sound, then pay attention. Look at your shoulders and release them. Because this is not a thing that you're doing. This is a thing that you're kind of sending through you. It's kind of different, isn't it? It's kind of a soft vibration. Let's do the third eye again. Started to cry is a really good reason, is that you moved kind of a blocked emotional energy flow. It's lovely. Good job. I say good job. Now, top of your head is violet. Now, you know the third eye is where we start to see beyond the third dimension. It's the second of the wisdom chakras. The wisdom chakra starts at the throat. And I didn't even say this. The throat chakra, to me, is where you, of course, where you express your real self, which we talked about in the solar plexus. But it's also where you ring out, you synthesize from everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going. You synthesize your wisdom. So like, golly, we've been through a whole lot in our lifetimes, let alone our life this time. And then you often get a sore throat when you're going through a lot. And that's the neck with its consciousness of self, finding that ringing quest for what's the wisdom. Very often we'll get a cold, we get all stuffed up, and then the throat's sore, and then as it heals and clears, it seems to release all that. So sometimes if you get a sore throat, you might want to say, I always tell people to say to yourself, hot diggity, I'm getting smarter, and then sound into it until you release your throat, or chant. And it's really amazing how much you can sometimes offset any kind of need for a cold or whatever you use as a cleansing device. And then we move up from there. That's the wisdom chakra, because you're synthesizing wisdom out of everywhere you've ever been. So now we go up into the third eye, and I'll tell you, when you do sounding from the base chakra all the way up through your body, okay, and then you're working, the third eye gets open more and more. And you begin to undo the blocks, because we're all born with blocks, or we're socialized to block our knowing, aren't we? You can't see that. That'll make you crazy, right? Deep breath. Back up into the third eye with the sound. Good. And you know you're doing well. Some of you have got it just going right through the top of your brain. Woo, that's great. There tends to be kind of a nucleus or a very bright purple inside the brain, but I wouldn't worry about it. As long as you can get that wave going, you'll soften the way your brain is holding against that vulnerability. Yeah, getting smarter. Now, the top of the head is violet, and that's a beautiful kind of a crown-like flower, a lotus, where it opens, the petals open and receive some wonderful knowledge, some frequencies from way out there. I always say anything other than you, God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self. So focus at the top of your head, and the sound you want to make is ee- Violet, remember? Let's do it again. You just see that beautiful lotus opening to receive. And I like to shoot it way up into the air and have it fall down around me like a violet fountain. Ready? And then just have it just fall around you and just be this sparkling, amazing thing all around your body. Mm-hmm. So now let's go back through the body and we'll just make the sounds once each running through the body. See, you are a sound chamber. Oh, I see. Okay, so the guides are saying this. They want us to just do quickly. They want to go into the perineal area. We're going to do it on the physical level. So go to the genital area and the sound will be and the belly with the ovaries and the intestinal tract and everything else you can find in there, the colon. Appendix. Solar plexus. That'll include the pancreas and the liver. Oops, no, the liver is apparently usually you start getting intuitive when your liver is weird. You go in there and you might say, oh, because it's right in there, but right near the solar plexus. But then the back of your mind will go, no, it's got to be, yeah, yeah. Now let's go up into the chest. Ah. And the throat. In behind your eyes, the frontal part of your brain, or into the center of your brain, I guess. And how does your body feel? Because mine's just a buzzing like mad. Is yours buzzing, Bob? Bob's just buzzing, too. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I didn't plan to do this for the whole time. We still have time for one caller, if anybody wants to call in. And I was using this book. Here's what I wanted to play with tonight. Each of the organs, we started to get into that a little bit. Each of the organs has a sound to go with it. And you know what's really interesting? You can use those sounds to actually make things better. So I know we're not going to have enough time for it all, but I'll just read you a couple of them. It's really kind of fun. The neck is eh, the throat is oh, the shoulders are e-o-eh. That kind of makes sense. The arms are ah, and the elbows are eh-oh, and the hands are eh. I don't want to go down this whole list, but you get the idea. So if you've got a sore neck, you could ask yourself if you're changing, and is your consciousness of self changing? And is it something that you've intended to have happen? And are you growing because down in your base chakra you've been challenged with some kind of survival issue, or you've unhooked your family of origin, lineage, and you've unhooked some kind of programs like, fear of being yourself or stepping out of the training that you've had or something, and then your neck goes crazy and your throat gets sore. And so it's really good to be able to go inside and chant and go, my guys have said for years, if you've got a sore throat, you want to sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, paint, draw, dance, do anything that helps you synthesize your own truth out of whatever you're doing. See how it works? You and I are a sound chamber, and it's really amazing how much sound comes at us at any given time, and you want to choose to be the sound chamber you are. We have enough time for a caller, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. 727-6008. I would love to hear from you. Now I'm going to flip through this book a little bit farther. And according to this guy, who is Rael, Joel Rael, he's got specific vowel sounds and specific consonants for any, for any, I'm looking for something in particular here, for any particular problem. And so you'd have to actually learn them all. But he's saying that besides those sounds like E, A, and O, if you've got a letter like B, he says that goes with the head. So if you're going to do the neck, remember we said it was E-H? So if you want to make it sound like bah, that's for the head and the neck. Now, I'm not pretending that you have to learn all of this tonight. I'm just saying there's quite a bit of science to it all. And it's really worth two things. One is you can study it, and that'd be really great. But the other thing is, when in doubt, make sound your roto-rooter. Make sound your vibrator. Make sound the thing that lifts you up and out. So now, what's coming up? Let's see. We're having, oh my gosh, next Thursday is Thanksgiving. I don't think we'll come back on next Thursday. I think we'll run a paradigm shifter show, and I don't know what. I might run the improv one with my stepdaughter, or I might run Randy Masters again. We'll see, and I don't even know who's coming up on Tuesday. So if you would like to talk to me about having a session, giving me feedback on this kind of show, talking about how strange the energies are these days. They're not strange. They're more like all of a sudden they move very swiftly, and people change very fast right now. Have you noticed that? We're sort of stuck. We've got all this Scorpio stuff going on. But I've noticed, and we're in retrograde, but I've noticed for some of us, it's actually been enlightening. And Scorpio is famous for transformation, isn't it? So I'm saying the energy downloads are terrific, that even though we hear it's going to be this way, that way, or another way, three or four people in a room are experiencing an entirely different reality. And these days it just seems more dynamic, faster, and crazier than ever before, because we're headed into December 21st. For a lot of you have heard me talk about how I've been involved in the Oneness Blessings and so on. And Bhagavan and Amma over in India have been initiating people all over the world. And for those of us who have been initiated, we get to pass on a certain kind of frequency. And their intention is to support the changing frequencies on our planet and the pressure that the Mayan calendar, for example, refers to when it says that consciousness is going to change in a way that it only does every 26,000 years ago, or every 26,000 years or so. And I think there's something about every 5,200 years is a certain kind of shift as well. So we're experiencing huge shifts. And one of the ways that you and I are really learning to use these shifts is to say, instead of being these dense three-dimensional beings who live in a world of duality, we're moving into a higher frequency existence, and we're passing it on one to the other because we're a very contagious species, if you want to put it that way. We're looking for coherence in evolution. We're looking for coherence in change and growth and healing and so on. So anyway, Bhagavan Amma says something that I think I've thought for a long time, that there's going to be no big difference on the 21st. They're saying the changes are already going on really, really rapidly right now. And for a lot of us, we've been feeling these incredible downloads from the universes over the last while, just speeding up between one and another, and noticing that there's a lightness amongst people that hasn't been that easy to find. So we're building up to the 21st, which might be crazy because of all the bad press it got, or the good press it got, or whatever. But let's see if we can talk before Before then, we will talk on Paradigm Shifters and on Radiance by Design. I'm wishing everybody a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Jackie Salvitti and Squirrel Rourke are coming up at 8 o'clock. And I'm rapidly going through here because I know that what Jackie's talking, I think she's talking about parallel lives tonight. And I apologize that last week I said she was doing a replay, but she wasn't. I don't know where I got that idea, but I did, so forgive me for that. Oh, she's calling this the launching pad. Okay. Here's her show tonight, The Launch Pad. Quintessential movement. We are, moment. We're ready to launch into the new version of ourselves and the world. The closer we get to 12/21, we'll begin to feel an unexplainable and exciting sense that we're ready to launch into new lives, and for some, a new way of earning a living or defining yourself and who you really are, why you came to Earth. There's an excitement building. Some may feel it as angst, anxiousness, or some form of discomfort, as though something is changing, something significant is changing, unable to actually define it in any discernible way. Anyway, there's that's what's coming up later. All right, you guys, I'll see you. Oh, here's a really nice intention from a dear friend of mine, Vicky. I intend to be a participating bridge, a beautiful bringer of light to this planet, moving through life with grace and ease, attracting and supporting others and the earth in the awakening and transformational process in the most loving, compassionate, and joy-filled way as is possible while creating changes and experiencing an unlimited flow of abundance, beauty, and joy. Well, that sounds great. I want to say more simplistically that I'm excited, too. I don't think we're going to screech to a halt on the 21st, but I sure notice there are some huge, huge lights moving up through us all. So thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and happy, happy Thanksgiving. Email me if you have any feedback on this show or other shows. Please check out my new website. Feedback is gratefully received. And much love to you all. So much to be thankful about. We'll see you Tuesday night at 8 o'clock with my mystery guest. Good night.